Okay, welcome back. And let's look at number two. Number two is, I don't see why I can't do it. All my friends are doing it. So A, he feels he's being treated unfairly, is a mind read. B, he wants to be liked by his friends. What did you put there? Right? Well, that's a mind read. And number C, this person's friends do something he doesn't do. That's a presupposition. All my friends are doing it. And number D, all his friends are bums who should be shot. And of course, that's a mind read. Okay, number three, if I don't learn how to communicate with my boss, I won't get a raise. A, he feels like he's being treated unfairly. That's a mind read. B, he doesn't know how to communicate with his boss. That's a presupposition. C, now C, I want you to know that my feeling is C could go either way and I could argue it either way. But if we're going to stick with the idea that the presupposition should be in the sentence, then technically number C is a mind read. Now, in actuality, he wants to learn new behaviors. We could assume that he wants a raise. If we assume that he wants a raise, then it could be a presupposition. But technically, we probably should put mind read down there. And number D, his salary is connected to his communication skills. Well, of course, it's connected through the if-then statement. In this case, there's an if without a then, but it still is, in essence, an if-then statement. And of course, then that's a presupposition. Number four, I have to set up unrealistic expectations. A, he can't stop making unrealistic expectations as a presupposition. B, he feels trapped. What did you put there? Yeah, that's a mind read, right? And number C, he has expectations. Well, I think either expectations, either realistic or unrealistic, certainly that's a presupposition because he does have expectations. And number D, he knows when he's being unrealistic. I think he does know that he's being unrealistic. That's why he called them unrealistic expectations. So that's also a presupposition. If we had said he knows he has expectations, that probably would have been a mind read. Okay, number five, I'm feeling much better now. I can see how some of the things I was doing just made me unhappy. A, some behavior he engaged in was related to some internal state, which that's a presupposition. B, and the relationship is, I'm feeling much better now. I can see how some of the things I was doing just made me unhappy. And again, the relationship is the cause and effect. Number B, he has feelings. Of course, he said, I'm feeling much better now. That's a presupposition. C, he has much more control over his life now. That's a mind read. And number D, he fixed himself so he shouldn't be shot. And oftentimes we joke about this one in our little branch of NLP. So you may hear me say from time to time, if you come and take a training, oh, I fixed myself, so there's no need to shoot me. That's a little joke that we have, and that comes from that page. Isn't that fun? Okay, page 37, let's go on and look at some other presuppositions. In this case, what I'd like you to do, you and I will go over the first one together, and then what I'd like you to do is go through each of the sets of presuppositions, and you figure out, again, I'm going to ask you to stop the program here, put it on pause, and just go through and figure out what presuppositions are present. I want you to get two things here, if you would, please. I'd like you to get the major presuppositions. That is, what are the major presuppositions inherent in this entire sentence? And then I'd like to look in some of the minor presuppositions, the existence and so forth. So let's look at number one. So first of all, let's get the major presupposition here. If the cat meows again, I'll have to put him outside. So the major presupposition, there are actually, I like two of them for the major ones. You could have selected either, if you've looked at this for a moment, you could have selected either cause and effect, which is if the cat meows again, implied, then I'll have to put him outside, cause and effect presupposition. Or I also like the word again, which is a presupposition of time. And of course, that is if the cat meows again, I'll have to put him outside. Now let's see who else or what else is presupposed in this sentence. Well, first of all, there's the existence of cat. We began with the if, and there's also an implied then there, so that's a cause and effect presupposition. The word cat is a presupposition of existence, and then I'll have to put him outside, which implies the existence of an outside. Now here's the question. The question I want to ask you is, and this is a fun question. I want you to think about this. Is the cat, and I want you to be prepared to answer this when you come to the training, is the cat male or female? Think about it, and I'll answer the question when you get to the training. Okay, so would you please go ahead and stop the tape and go ahead and answer these questions, get the major presupposition and also pick out the minor ones so that you can look at and notice all the different presuppositions inherent in each sentence. okay, stop the tape and do that now if you're doing the exercise.